think the hardest parts are over.
我可以告诉你们，最难的部分已经过去了。
Mostly. Let's turn to chapter 13 in the confession, and then we'll open with a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask that you would give us your help this morning.
父王，我们求你今天早上来帮助我们。
Amen.
For our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
因为我们的帮助来自于创造天地的主。
Amen.
And we pray, Lord God, that as we learn from your word through the church and history,
我们祷告，我们希望通过教会历代以来这些宣讲你话语的文件，
that it would move us to love our Lord and Savior more and to appreciate the grace He's given us.
好叫我们被你的恩典更加激励，
主啊，
我们对主耶稣基督更加感恩。
Lord, give us wisdom and strength and stamina.
主啊，求你赐我们智慧力量。
You know our weaknesses. You know that we are men and that we are made of dust.
你知道我们的软弱，我们的本相，我们不过是从尘土而造。
哇！
So sustain us for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray.
主啊，为了你的名的缘故，让我们能够坚持下去。
哇！
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
We are going to begin in chapter 13 on sanctification.
十三章回到昨天跳过去的十三章。
Not yet. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Not yet.
So what notes do they have? 17. We're going to begin on 17.
You guys make it. 再等等。十七章。在十三。
All right, I'll try to make this last long enough for the guy to come back with the copies.
好，我们把这个拖长一点，让他送来。
We enter into chapter 17 where the main question that is before us is, can a true believer fall from grace?
这一章的最主要的中心就是，这一位真信徒会从恩典中失落吗？
And the confession answers very clearly in the negative.
对，信条，明明白白的说不会。
Because salvation is a work of God from beginning to end.
因为救恩从始到终都是神自己的工作。
And because God cannot fail, therefore our salvation is secure.
神从不会失败，所以我们的救恩才那么安全可靠。
The same God who foreordains us and predestines us.
那位拣选我们的、呼召我们的神
，is the same God who promises to preserve us by faith.
称我们为义的神，也同样应许要保守我们到底。
And you will notice that the Reformed view of perseverance is first and foremost the perseverance of God on our behalf.
所以，请大家注意，在改革中的观念里面，坚忍到底首先指的是神会坚忍到底。
So that the saints continue in faith.
所以我们信徒才能够坚忍到底在信心里面。
This is different than teaching what has often been promulgated, at least in our country, once saved, always saved.
这个问题，就是这一点就是。 那个错误的那个口号，至少在美国有这个口号叫
"In this
得救永远得救"，就是出于这样的错误。
In the form of this particular teaching, while they get the end correct, that true believers do persevere, they get the means to that end incorrect.
在这样的教导中，一说一次得救永远得救，其实它的最终的结果是对的，但是它中间的过程错了，教导的过程。
There is a movement that says, as long as someone prayed a prayer or believed in Jesus, in some way, it does not matter how they live for the rest of their life, or whether they join the church, or whether they seek Christ in any way.
这种说法在美国形成了一种，甚至像一场运动一样。
They do.
甚至像一场运动一样，很多人认为，不管你在哪里，不管你什么时候，你只要心里面向耶稣祷告，你就得救了。你一次得救，你就永远得救了。
They end up divorcing God's keeping His saints from the way that God keeps His saints.
他们这样做所产生的结果是什么呢？他们把神应许和神如何保守信徒到底。
We know that the church at times has false believers within her. And as John says, they went out from us because they were not of us.
就如使徒约翰所说的，他们从我们中间出去，就证明他们不是我们，不属于我们。
One of the ways that false faith identifies itself is that it does not continue, it does not persevere.
假信徒的很明显的一个特征就是，他们不会继续信下去。
Yet God promises to keep us in faith until the end if He has elected us.
但神应许我们说，他拣选的，他一定使我们在信心里面坚韧到底。
That does not mean our faith will be without failure or without sin.
但这并不意味着我们的信心就永远不失败，永远不软弱，永远不犯罪。
It does mean that it will not ultimately give up its hold on Christ.
但这的的确确是意味着我们绝不会放弃信心。
So if someone would read for us 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
第一段经文，彼得一书第四节，请来我读一下。
所以得
着
不能朽坏，乃不能衰残。为你们存留在天上的基业，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Notice Peter tells us that we are kept by God's power.
请注意，彼得是说，我们是神用他的能力保守的。
But notice also the means he does that through faith.
而且他也说，神保守我们是通过一定的方式的，这个方式就是信心。
So we see God's power at work by in the very fact that we believe and continue to believe.
所以从我们能够信，而且我们能够坚持信下去，就能看到神的大。
Notice then in John chapter 10, if someone will read verses 27 through 30.
接下来请来我读下面节。约翰福音。
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手中把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
That sounds
pretty secure, considering that both God the Father and God the Son are using all of their power to keep their sheep. Let us read one more text, and then I want to look at, after this text, some of the difficulties.
我们再来读一段经文，然后我们来讨论这个圣徒见人到底的比较难的地方。
If someone would read for us the longer text, Romans 8:30 through 39.
对，从罗马书八章三十到三十八节比较长一段，请您来问。
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
I think we would all agree this is one of the most comforting texts in all of scripture.
毫无疑问，我这一段是所有圣经中对我们基督徒来说最得安慰的经文。
And if you'll notice the logic that Paul is using,He begins by saying, God has already given the thing that he loves the very most.
So, you can see this 前后的顺序保罗所说的。一上来保罗就告诉我们，神已经赐下了他自己所最爱的。
He did not spare his own son.
他连自己的儿子都没有留下。
So notice that which is of greatest value to the Father, he has already spent in order to secure your salvation.
为了你们的救恩，为了你们的得救，他连自己最最宝贵的那一份他的爱子都已经舍了。
Would the Father, Paul reasons, give that gift only then to fail to bring about your salvation till its final stage in glory?
保罗的辩论说，难道父神为了你们的，为了救你们，连他爱子舍弃了，难道还不会救你们到底吗？
What will he withhold in order to make sure you finish the race?
他还需要保守些什么？还需要留点什么？为了要你们坚忍到底，换句话说，他为了你们坚忍到底，他已经给出了，他已经赐出了他所有最好的。
So notice Paul begins on this extreme, saying there's nothing God will withhold because He's already given everything in order to make sure it takes place.
从一个极端说，神已经给出了他，已经赐给了他的所有的。
And so then Paul reasons from the other side and says, let me think of all the things in the world that could possibly convince God to separate us from his love.
然后他走到另一端，来到看到这个世界上，这个世界上所有各样的能力，包括这些恶事，能不能有能力从这些神的手里把这些基督徒给夺走？
不能。
Every dimension that exists,
任何的方向上的长短大小，
every hardship that exists,
任何的苦难，
Paul says none of these things in the whole created order from life to death or anything else could possibly separate us from the love that God has.
在整个的被造世界里， 不管是大到小，不管是生从生到死，没有一样东西，没有任何事情可以让我们和神的爱隔离。
For those who want to say there is no security in salvation, I really do wonder what else Paul could say that would convince them that he's trying to convince them that salvation is secure.
对那些仍然持信徒是否能真的坚持到底论点的人，我实在是不知道他们还能找出，他们还能让保罗举出任何其他的证据来证明圣徒不会丢失他们的救恩。
Notice he is in this text speaking in the greatest hyperbole he can think of in order to bring comfort to the people of God so they know this really is how God feels about them.
我们可以注意到保罗在这里所使用的语言上，无论是比较级也好，无论是是那个阐述生命啊，他都用到了极端的例子，最高的境界已经没有什么再可以超过这些，没有其他目的，就是为了给我们带来安慰。
And so if we reason from the analogy of Scripture, comparing Scripture with Scripture,
假如我们从已经解经的角度来考虑，
the Scriptures concerning the security of the believer are overwhelmingly clear.
圣经里面关于信徒坚忍到底、蒙保守坚忍到底的，各处的圣经是，圣经里面关于信徒坚忍到底是处处可见。
Now that doesn't mean that there are not other scriptures that seemingly place a bit of doubt on this teaching.
当然，圣经里面也有些。地方的经文看上去使人产生怀疑，信徒可能会失去他们的救恩。
And so we need to wrestle with those, and yet we wrestle with them using the clear passages to interpret the less clear passages.
所以对那一部分的经文，我们就要来讨论，就要来思考。但是我们的基础呢，就是要用更清楚的神经文。
And so, what?Maybe someone could give me what are some verses that place this particular teaching in doubt in certain people's minds?
能不能请哪一位举一下例子？哪一段经文会对罗马书第八章产生怀疑的？刚才我们说的坚韧道理的。
Not necessarily your mind, but in other people's mind.
哦，不一定是你们自己啊，或者你们听说过、知道的别人的。
Yeah, good answer.
还有约翰福音的十五章。
John 15.
Yeah, excellent. So, for instance, let's consider the Hebrews texts.
我们先来看希伯来书第六章。
There is Hebrews 6, but not only Hebrews 6.
不但是希伯来书第六章。还有希伯来书其他地方，我只是。
There's Hebrews 2, there's Hebrews 3 and 4, there's Hebrews
2. 第二章、第三章。
And these texts seem to place an if in the minds of the hearer concerning their salvation.
这些经文让我们看上去在告诉这些听众或者在告诉这些会众有一个前提条件，假如。
Now notice, the author of Hebrews gives to the people of the church warnings.
请注意，希伯来书的作者在给教会一个警告。
Now, this is a quiz for you to see how well you've been paying attention. What does faith do when it hears warnings?
上课到现在，我给你们第一个测验，大家想一想啊。这样的警告会起到什么样的作用？
Our confession answers this.
我们的告白回答这个问题。
It reads in the confession that faith trembles at the warnings.
向告白说，信心在警告面前战惊。
And if you'll notice, the pattern of the warning in the book of Hebrews is that if you do these things, this bad result comes.
这个警告是这样，你若如此行，那么就有这样的结果。
But every warning ends with an indicative truth about the church.
但是每一个警告的最终都是一个这是一个声明，关于教会的那个声明。是，这个小伙，我重新来一下。每一个警告的结尾，都是一个关于教会最终教会状态的一个声明。
So, for instance, it will tell us things like, but I know better things of you, brethren.
比方说经文里面说，我知道，我知道你们的事情比你们知道的更多。
Did that translate verse one? Anyway. If you look at the pattern of the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to try to do this as briefly as possible.
我们来看一看希伯来书里面的有一种规律。
Who is the Hebrew church being compared to throughout the entirety of the book?
整本希伯来书在把希伯来教会和哪一群人比较？
Excellent. The Israelite church in the wilderness.
对，但是大家回答得很好。希伯来书的作者把希伯来教会的会众和旷野里的以色列人相比较。
And when the author of Hebrews warns them, every time he warns the church, he warns them using an example of the Israelite church in the Old Testament.
每一次的警告。他都是提到了旷野中的以色列人，以色列会众。
So, for instance, he tells them that the church in the wilderness had the same gospel proclaimed to them in chapter 3, but they did not mix the hearing of the gospel with faith.
比方说，在第三章里，他就警告会众说，当年的以色列人在旷野。也同样听到了福音，但是他们却没有信。
So what is required of the Hebrew church?
所以保罗对希伯来书作者对希伯来教会的会众有什么样的要求？我就要求他们做什么？
Okay. Yeah, what is required of them is faith in the gospel, right?
是信心和福音，要求他们信福音。
What when these warnings come, he does not say your salvation is in jeopardy if you don't continue doing X, Y, and Z, but rather if you do not believe the gospel, your salvation is in jeopardy.
所以他警告的时候，他没有说你们若不做一二三四五这几件事情，你们要失落救恩。他说他警告是你们若不信福音，那么就。
A warning comes with a negative example.
这个警告是一个反面的例子拿出来。
Faith should tremble at that warning.
有信心的应该在这样的例子面前站静。
Then the author pronounces that he always believes something better about the church.
然后作者说他相信教会比这种例子要好。
And the only thing he tells them to do is to believe the gospel.
他唯一对他们的要求就是信福音。
Their security is in Jesus through and through.
因为他们的安全，因为他们的 不至于失落，从头到尾完全在耶稣基督里。
So now let's look at Hebrews 6 in particular.
所以我们来看看希伯来书第六章。刚才我
If someone will read verse 4.
Just one second, I'll just try to前面我翻译那句，他说那个最后每一句警告结束的时候，他总是有一个声明，我翻译的不清不楚。最后刚才这句话就比较清楚了，就是他警告的最后他会告诉你，我知道你们教会，我知道你们都不会是这样子，那是正面的肯定，先是负面的例子，然后告诉大家你们要信，然后他再说你们不会是这样，你们的结局不会是这样。我们来看希伯来书第六章
Verse 4 of chapter 6
第四节六章四节
Go ahead and read through verse 6 if someone would
第四到第六节请哪一位
论到那些已经蒙了光照尝过天恩的滋味又与圣灵有份并尝过神善道的滋味觉悟来世全能的人若是离弃道理就不能叫他们重新懊悔了
The description there, I think to our ears, sure sounds like internal, real salvation.
从这个字面的描述来说，对于我们来说，这样的人，这样的描述对象，好像的确是已经得救了。
But you'll remember who is the comparison with for the church.
不过我们还是要记住，在和教会相比较的那个对象是谁？就是以色列人。
The wilderness generation. Now, if we read these terms as they're actually brought to us from the Old Testament, we will see what the author is doing.
只要我们知道了这个背景，只要我们没有忘记。希伯来书作者说比较的是在旷野里的那一代以色列人的话
These terms are actually used of that wilderness generation in the prophets and in particular in the book of Jeremiah
这些希伯来书作者所用的这些词汇用来描述的 这些词是旧约先知们所用的特别是耶利米书里面
Jeremiah speaks of the pillar of fire that led them and says that the people were enlightened or lighted upon.
耶利米说那火柱引导他们的火柱曾照亮他们。
What gift from heaven did they taste?
他们所尝过天上的滋味是什么?
Yeah, manna in the wilderness.
Manna.
You will notice they were sharers in the Holy Spirit when the 70 elders had the Spirit fall upon them and they experienced his operations among them.
当那七十位长老在山上和神一同吃喝的时候那圣灵的同在和让这些以色列会众也同样有份。
They had God's word given to them through Moses and they even saw the power of God.Both in their deliverance as well as taking them to the edge of the promised land.
他们有神通过摩西赐给他们的话，他们也直接眼见了神的大能，他们也被带到了应许地的边缘。
What did they do when they got to the promised land? What was their attitude?
但是当他们来到应许地面前的时候，他们所做的是什么？
Yeah, their giants were too big and the armies were too strong, correct?
那里面的人太大，他们军队太强，把我们战不过他们。
And so God said, you can't come in.
所以神说你们不能去进入。
But did that stop them from trying afterward?
神啊，说他们不可进入，他们后来真的就不再试着想进去吗？
You'll remember that generation tried to enter after God said they could not.
你们要如果记得的话，神说你们不可进入，但是他们还是试着要去。
Notice that's what the author of Hebrews is talking about. It's impossible to be renewed to repentance, to do again what you tried to do once you have been told no.
所以希伯来书作者这儿是在告诉大家，警告大家，你一旦神吩咐你要去做的，你不做，你再回来的话，就没那个事儿。
This warning, therefore, comes to those who have the common operations of the Spirit before them.
所以这儿是说的是同样的一位圣灵在做的工。
The church that has the Word of God, it has the sacraments.
所以这个这儿的希伯来教会也同样有神的灵，也同样有神的话。
And to say, I'm going to return to the Old Testament sacrifices and the temple.
希伯来教会因为这里面很大的问题，他们想要回到原来的圣殿，回到原来的牺牲那一套的礼仪。那么希伯来书作者就警告他们，你们如果要回去的话，
is only evidence that the gospel itself is not believed.
你们这样做就证明一件事情，你不相信福音。
And so it is not a matter of someone losing their salvation, but a matter of someone experiencing the outward means of grace and rejecting that salvation for something else.
所以事实是，并不是他们会或者有人会失去救恩，而是说明正说明他们根本就没有信福音，这是外在的信。
And so again, all of the texts in Hebrews follow the same pattern, using the same generation and the same sort of interpretation.
所以刚才说到有一个规律，希伯来书后面不断出现的这样的警告，都是同样的。
And on a side note, and hopefully this won't be too big of a distraction.
我另外再加一点，希望不要把大家引偏了太远去。
When we're speaking of the Mosaic Covenant and the two ways that it functions,
我们说过摩西律法有两个功能。
For the individual Christian, the Mosaic Covenant, it is a covenant of grace.
对于我们基督徒个人来说，摩西律法是恩典的子约。
But when we view Israel as a type, as one man,
但是当我们把以色列看作整体，看作一个人的话，
it functions on a typological level.
这个以色列的功能是在影子和预表之下。
And in fact, the book of Hebrews helps us see that.
事实上，希伯来书让我们看到正是这一点。
Because Moses himself died in the wilderness.
因为摩西本人就是在旷野。
That does not mean we should believe that when the author of Hebrews is talking in chapters 2 and 3 that Moses rejected the gospel.
但是我们绝不可以得出这样的结论，从希伯来书第二、第三章说，因为摩西自己拒绝了福音，所以死在旷野。
But rather, viewing the story from the high level when you're viewing Israel as a type of Adam,
所以我们应该从更高处一点的来看，就是说整个以色列就像当初的亚当一样。
That Adam got rejected because he could not keep law.
因为那位亚当，也就是我以色列，因为他不能遵行律法，所以被拒绝。
But the individual sinners within the Mosaic covenant that believed were saved by grace through a covenant of grace.
但是在摩西之约，开始我说了摩西律法不是摩西约，摩西之约里个别的单个的那些信徒照样被神的恩典所救。
And if that's going over your head, that's fine. It's a pretty huge subject, but it's one of those things when you try to read Hebrews without those kind of lenses, it becomes very difficult.
我所以这么提到这一点，是因为假如你读希伯来书，就是直接眼睛钻进去的话。很困难，我希望给你们这样的一个观点，可以站得远一点，离得高一点、远一点，这样 前后比较的话，也就比较容易。假如这个问题太复杂，你等到实在现在消失不了，那就先搁在一边吧。
So now back to our subject.
好，我们回到这个。
The reason God puts the verses in the Bible that seem to be contingent, if you continue, you will be saved.
神之所以把这样你若然后这样有条件的那个方式来警告人的话，原因是什么？
Is because when the true believer hears those words, they fear.
因为当真信徒听到这些话时，他们会战惊。
And in their fear, they call out for their only hope, a savior of sinners.
他们战惊，他们就会向他们唯一的希望。
And by that believing in the Savior, they are given the strength and grace to continue in faith.
因着他们这样的信靠，神就施加给他们能力，使他们能够坚忍。
So it is true. If you continue, you will be saved.
所以说，假如你坚持信下去，你一定得救。没错，这是真的。
And then we say, well, if it's up to me, I'm in big trouble.
但是我们会不会说，哎呦，要这样的话，我怎么行呢？
And we say, Jesus, save me.
那么我们说，主耶稣啊，救我。
And in that reflective action, we are actually continuing.
就在这样的来回的挣扎祷告中，我们在往前走。
Does that make sense?
是不是？大家觉同不同意这样？
You will notice that this teaching makes plain that the whole Trinity is at work in keeping us in salvation till the end.
所以说我们刚才说的罗马书八章的这一段最安慰的经文里面，明显的是三位一体的神一起在做工。
And that this teaching is given to us in Scripture as a comfort for those who are weak and broken by their sin.
这段经文是特别为那些在自己的罪里面受伤害的被破碎的人带来安慰。
They offer no comfort to those who are in flagrant rebellion and have no desire for God.
这样的经文对于公开悖逆的不愿意信的人来说毫无作用。
But because there are those exceptions of high-handed rebels within the church, should not take the comfort from those who are weak and needy.
这样的安慰并不会因为教会里面有个别真正是悖逆的、真正是不幸的人而失去他的功用。这样的，即使教会里面有不幸的，即使教会里面有很糟糕的假信徒，这个安慰同样。会加在那些真信徒身上。
And you'll notice the confession takes very seriously the fact that true Christians can engage in very heinous sins to their own hurt, but not to their damnation.
所以，这个信仰告白很明确的说，真信徒也同样可能陷入于很严重的、很邪恶的罪中，但是他们不会。
And the reason that even they who commit such grievous sins do not ultimately fall away is because God cannot deny the work of Himself within the sinner.
所以为什么呢？我们说即使是犯了大罪的真信徒也不会完全失落的，因为神不能背弃他自己。
As 2 Timothy tells us,He is, when we are faithless, he remains faithful.
就是提摩太后书所说的，我们不信，但是神永远。他不能背负他自己。
And notice the reason why, because he cannot deny himself.
就是刚才说，他不能背负他自己。
Alright, we are done with that particular chapter, so what I'm going to do is suggest that we take a break and see if at the end of the break the papers are here. If not, we will continue in the next section and go for it.
所以我们提前休息一下，如果那个复印好的来呢，我们就接下去；如果还没到的话，我们再跳一下。